player of instruments, and a wonderful purveyor of the hammer dulcimer, Sam Rosetta.
It's good to be back at Camp Augusta. My group did a lot of experimenting with sounds this week. We explored the sounds of dulcimers wafting over the Cheat River. We explored the sounds of dulcimers wafting over mountaintops. And we explored the sounds of biting into oat-crusted trout, not at the dining hall. I like tunes with place names, and occasionally I'll take on the campaign myself to make up a tune for a place that I think has a nice name and deserves a tune. There's a high mountain ridge near where I live that's cut down the middle by a little river called Sleepy Creek. This is the Sleepy Creek Waltz. Thank you. Thank you. A lot of the old timers around Augusta will remember Blackie Cool, a friend of mine who was a wonderful guitar and fiddle player, and a neighbor of mine. Played a lot of good tunes, taught a lot of them to me, and wrote some interesting tunes too. He made an album for Augusta some years ago, mostly guitar, and on it was a tune that was one of my favorites. I always asked him to play this. It was a polka that he wrote in the key of A, and he had no name for it, so I just called it the A Polka, and he responded to that. Blackie, play the A Polka. And I think I'll follow that with a tune that I wrote for Blackie, and I call it, sometimes I call it Blackie's Rag, sometimes I call it Blackie's Revenge, depends on what mood I'm in. Thank you. My wife and I are tree people, I guess. Carrie and I have had some strange discussions about reincarnation, and we've decided that if things work out really top-notch, maybe we'd come back as trees. She's kind of undecided between sugar maple and dogwood, and I kind of bow toward red spruce myself. She takes it upon herself to care about trees wherever they may be, whether it be in our woodlot or on the other side of the world. Goes out in the woods and cuts the vines away. This is a tune that I wrote for her called Carrie Saving Trees, and it goes into a medley, sort of a suite of pieces, March in the Forest, and then a South American guitar tune, which was lifted from a Spanish guitar tune, for which I don't know the name. This is the Tree Suite.
Thank you.
was wonderful music. Well, as you know, as I mentioned earlier, I've been working with the Folk Arts for Children class this week, and we had a pageant earlier this evening, and there we learned the final episode in the story of Laurel Wildwood, a woman who was stolen away by the King of the Fairies 100 years ago, who put a curse upon this land, saying that the people would lose their fine inherited culture, and they could only regain it if a gathering of innocents would come to celebrate the things that Laurel Wildwood herself had held dear in her lifetime. And so during this week, the children have been learning about folk arts and learning about what it means to keep a tradition alive, and also what it means to share the good things that come from the forest. Because if you look at the craftspeople here who are here this week, the log cabins, the strength of the logs to hold, to create shelter, and also the dancers dancing on a wooden floor that supports us with great strength and is the best surface that you could ever think to dance on, just that wooden floor. Or Linda Foley's chip carving, the beautiful carving that she does in wood, or Dayton Howe and his fiddle and bow repair, because that creates the wonderful music we listen to. And after this was all completed, the reward for the children was that Laurel Wildwood did come back. And for those of you who weren't there, Laurel Wildwood appeared at the end on the very top tower of Hallyhurst and appeared down to all the children. And she said, "Sing me down." And the children sang, "We are the old children, we are the new children, we are the wise children, wiser than before. We are the old children, we are the new children, we are the same children, wiser than before. We are the old children, we are the new children, we are the same children, wiser than before. We are the old children, we are the new children, we are the same children, wiser than before." And after a while, Laura came down and we all made a ring around her, and nobody really knew what to say to her. So I said, "Well, how was it in the world of the fairies anyway? How was the food?" And people broke the ice, and all the children started asking her all these questions. And when it was all done, my son Bart came to me and said, "Was it really her, Dad? Was it really her?" And it really was her. It really was her. Because the first couple of days of the week, some of the kids were very skeptical, and they said, "Oh, the grown-ups are just setting this up for us. It's all fake." And Mary Jo Ramsey Smith, who you saw as Melody Warbler on Tuesday night, got with the kids and said, "You've got to leave behind your cynicism. You've got to leave that behind for you to understand the magic of what you're about to go through." And all of the kids, all of them, felt that magic this week. And it really was a wonderful thing. And that's really what I think this place is all about, something that we really can't define, a magic in the traditions that we carry on here. And this week, we've had with us a wonderful songwriter, a person who's helping us make up the songs that we'll all be singing in the days to come. He's a man who's been very successful as a songwriter. He's had 3 number one hits, songs for Kathy Mattea, 3 in the last 2 years. And he also has a new album out himself called Where the Fast Lane Ends. Please make welcome Fred Kohler.
Good evening, yes. Deep in the pocket of a lost sport coat jacket, a chance to discover an old memory. 3/4 1/4, a black and white portrait, taking a Jennifer Johnson and me. I'm in the corner with my shirt collar open, like some Latin lover on late night TV. Smiling right there with her head on my shoulder, it's Jennifer Johnson, and she's looking at me. It must have been summer 1967. The Beatles were singing, "Love's All You Need." I held her hand as we walked through the arcade, two young believers on a $3 spree. 3 4 1/4, a black and white portrait. Jen closed the curtain so no one can see. Hey, kiss me quick, 'cause that red light, it's flashing on Jennifer Johnson and me. Waiting for that late night train back to Homewood, I felt her warmth in the cool evening breeze. Told her I'd probably love her forever, forever for Jennifer Johnson and me. 3 4 1/4, a black and white portrait. Two young believers on a $3 spree. I saved your picture in my sport coat pocket. Jennifer Johnson, did you save one of me? I saved your picture in my sport coat pocket. Jennifer Johnson, did you save one of me? Hard going back to the real world after a week like this. It's almost like Christmas this hot July night. Red, yellow, green, and blue patio lights. There by the barbecue, we had a fight over the people we didn't invite. I'd bought an apron that I wanted to wear, but it clashed with those cushions you bought for the chairs. That shouldn't matter to someone who'd like red, yellow, green, and blue patio lights. guessed we'd wind up here, sipping martinis and imported beers. The neighbors are looking, so please be polite. Red, yellow, green, and blue patio lights. It'd probably be better if we put in a pool, a place for the children to play after school. Just an average American husband and wife, with red, yellow, green, and blue patio lights. To be continued next Saturday night, 'neath red, yellow, green, and blue.
Thank you so much, yes. I'd like to bring out Simon Tumeyer. I thought he's helping everyone else, so might as well let him. This is not a reel, this is not a jig. This is a song I wrote for Louis Armstrong. Unfortunately, we all know what happened. Sails, sun on my back, got the world by the tail. I wished on a star, and it's all coming true. I got time on my hands, I got you by my side, I got sand in my shoes. Winter was sat home and shivered. The cold wind blew. Once the weather started getting better, I knew exactly what I'd like to do. Sand in my shoes, wind in my sails, sun on my back, got the world by the tail. I wished on a star, and it's all coming true. I got time on my hands, I got you by my side, I got sand in my shoes. Play one, Simon. Ship on the ocean, I keep rolling along. People said I'd never pull it all together. Well, I'm so glad they were wrong. I got sand in my shoes, wind in my sails, sun on my back, got the world by the tail. I'll rest on a star, and it's all coming true. I got time on my hands, I got you by my side, I got sand in my shoes. Put some sand in my shoes. Want some sand in my. Yes, need some sand.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of my students in the songwriting class knew that I was coming here from Nashville, and they were kind of like expecting a Nashville country singer with like a rhinestone coat and all that sort of stuff, and to learn about writing just Nashville kind of songs. And even though I've lived there for, oh God, almost 15 years now, it was only a couple of years back I realized that I'd never written a cheating song. You know, I mean, people expect that of you. So I said I'd start to ask people about those kind of situations because I wanted to write sort of a macho cheating song. And the best example that I could find was a guy who was having an affair. He belonged to a parachute club, and he was having an affair with the wife of the guy who packed the chutes. So I thought that that was an interesting thing for a song. I thought, but what would be even more common? So, I needed some excitement in my otherwise boring life. So I let my dentist catch me cheating with his wife. I knew I'd made him angry, and I guessed that he'd be mad. But when his first punch chipped my front tooth, I knew things were looking bad, 'cause I had half a dozen cavities and a wisdom tooth coming in. Ever since I'd been a young boy, I'd always gone to him. Now there's guys who jump from airplanes, there's guys who wrestle bears, and there's guys who cheat with their dentist wife and climb up in the chair. Like a hangman to a prisoner in some dark and funky jail, I got a postcard that said, "Check up Fred," the next day in the mail. And he tells me that he just ran out of gas and Novocaine. That drill bit hit a nerve somewhere back inside my brain. And he said, "Open wide," as the motor started turning, and the wife says, "Hi." Was it a suicide or murder? It was worse than any nightmare. Both of my feet hit the ground like a jet plane hits a runway. When I heard that awful sound, yeah, I could hear that drill a-turning. I was running for my life. But my lesson I was learning, don't cheat with your dentist wife. I'd like to bring out two lovely singers from my class to help me on one of my songs here. Are you out there, ladies? I know they're here. Ellen Luckenbill and Heidi Bass.
Now After that song, I don't know if I can sing with clenched jaws or not.
It's more fun you can stand up here and watch their faces. They all go,
oh, kind of.
I write songs for people to sing, even though I often can't hit all the notes myself, but I love hearing people sing. This is a song I wrote with Pat Elger, which was first recorded by Nancy Griffith, and then recorded by Kathy Mattea, and since then it's recorded by Mary Black and a bunch of people all around the world. The lighthouse stands above the harbor, giving guidance with its light. But I had no one to return to. As I wandered through the night, but from the first time that I saw you, standing silent by the shore, I knew my search was over. I would look for love no more.
Deep in the waters of love I am falling, sinking like a stone.
There's a ship on the horizon, making its way against the wind. From the place where I stand watching, I swear it's mine. In the waters of love I am falling, sinking like a stone. Deep in my heart I can hear love calling, going once, going twice, going gone, going once, going twice, going gone.
Please help.
Deep in the waters of love I am falling, sinking like a stone. Deep in my heart I can hear love call, going once, going twice, going gone, going once, going twice, going gone.
Boy, y'all sound so great. I'm gonna do this. A song I wrote recently of Tom Paxton for a special project trying to raise money to help save the Chesapeake Bay. This also has a very simple sort of chorus, which I'd love to have you all join in on.
¶¶
gone, it's gone. When it's dead, it's dead. Put it in the book called history. That's all she wrote, she said. You point a finger at the farmer and the factory. You point a finger at the big ship sailing on the Chesapeake. Everybody got someone that they can blame. They go down to the water, they say it's a crying shame.
When it's gone, it's gone. When it's dead, it's dead. Put it in the book called history. That's all she wrote, she said.
I seen a big sign reading, don't you come round here. You know it used to be some pretty good water, but it died last year. Somebody called a meeting. Somebody wrote a song saying everybody meant to do something, but we waited too long.
When it's gone, it's gone. When it's dead, it's dead. Put it in a book called history. She wrote, she said.
Yeah, your fisherman fish, your sailor man sail. They've been working on the water since Jonah and the big old whale. Running out of water, running out of time. You can say that the problem's theirs, it's yours and mine.
When it's gone, it's gone. When it's dead, it's dead. Put it in a book called history. That's all she wrote, she said.
When it's gone,
it's gone. When it's dead, it's dead. Put it in a book called history. That's all she wrote, she said.
Put it in the book called history. That's all she wrote, she said.
Good night, thank you.
Well, good night, everyone. Thanks for coming, and let's go dancing.